You don't know me.
Confession I can't take back.
I am
the Masked Speaker.
Texas 78592 says, I decided to spend my savings on a giant 7-foot bronze statue of myself.
What? Oh,
I just put it at a local park with no permission. I'm single and don't care if anybody thinks it's stupid. Mm-hmm. This is my legacy.
Okay.
Hey,
All right.
I'm into it.
That's bold. There's other ways to have your life's work honored and remembered. One way is by coming onto the Masked Speaker and telling your incredible true stories to the masses anonymously.
Ooh, an anonymous legend.
Feels good.
And we've got a guy who wants to plant his statue right in the middle of our studio. Mm-hmm. He's chosen to go by Freddie today. So, Freddie, welcome to the show.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Freddie, our studio's really small. I don't know where your statue's going to fit, bro.
I was going to say we can move with all the other ones over and just squish it in between.
Sorry. Yeah, you mean the 10 other ones we have?
We always have room for more stories here, Freddie. So the voice changer is on. You are the Masked Speaker. Whenever you're ready, let's hear your confession.
Okay, here goes. I work in IT, and I recently left this company that I worked for about 12 years.
Okay. Whoa.
And it wasn't my choice.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Okay. So you were forced out of the company.
Okay, so you left. I mean, that sucks. I've been laid off before. I've never been fired, but I've been laid off, and it sucks.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the official phrase is not of my own volition.
Oh.
Wow, that's fancy.
That sounds like you got in trouble.
Yeah.
I don't want to get into it, but there were definitely some disciplinary issues involved.
Okay.
I don't think it's let go. I think it's fired.
Yeah, it's fired for cause, it sounds like. But...
I think professionally not great, but personally, we would all get along really great with you, Freddie.
That's not your confession is why you got fired?
No. Because here's the thing. The secret, they're probably going to find out eventually.
Oh.
Oh, there's a secret that you've been not telling them?
Yeah, they haven't yet. But I figure I'll tell you guys first so I can get it out there, get it off my chest.
Oh,
get it off your chest or brag? Because it sounds like...
Honestly, a little bit of both.
Okay.
Interesting.
So what happened? What's your secret?
Okay, so about 12 years ago, I started there. They had a really nice welcome event for me and the other IT guys that they brought on.
Uh-huh. Okay.
You know, we had a cake in the break room. You meet everybody. They welcome you to the company. You shake everybody's hand.
That's nice.
Okay.
But one of the sales guys comes in the room, and he's like, oh, it looks like they hired some more nerds.
Oh.
And,
He
literally walked up to me and jammed his thumb right into my slice of cake.
Wow.
What?
And he laughed in my face and walked out.
What a bully.
Yeah, it was some real middle school bull.
Isn't it crazy that like you think you graduated high school, but then adult life is often just a same reflection?
Totally. It's like the people at work that try to make you eat impossible meat when you specifically said
Jeffrey,
you didn't want to.
That is not
and then
the
they
same.
Trick you into eating
close.
It.
That's even worse.
Yeah. You have never been bullied, Jeffrey. Yeah.
I present evidence A.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Pansy.
Sorry. Back to you, Freddie.
See, Pansy, she calls
Well, here's the thing. I made it a point to never forget that.
Yeah.
So... up until I was recently let go, I'd been messing with his computer files.
Like how?
I'd go on his calendar and change his meeting times just a little bit. So, like, he'd be 10 to 30 minutes late.
Oh, my God.
And that's smart. If you only change it a little bit, you wouldn't notice. Like, it was like, oh, was it at 11:30? Oh, sorry.
And I forget
11.
Him all the time because, like, you just get an automatic invite.
Yeah,
and you're
exactly.
I don't look at the details.
And now he's the guy who shows up late to every meeting. That's not a good one.
I like that.
Yeah. I would do stuff like I'd delete important emails that he'd get from certain clients.
Wow.
Okay. Well, that one hurts the company more than anybody.
I would mess around with his spreadsheets.
Oh. Did you do this for 12 years?
Yeah.
Oh.
I can be very petty. Well,
it seems like an even trade. He messed with your cake. You ruin his entire work life.
Uh-huh.
No. Ruining it means he would leave. And I didn't want him to leave. I wanted him to stay and just...
Continue the torture.
Suffer.
Now that you're not there anymore, they're going to think, wow, this guy is so on top of it. Give this guy a raise.
Even he's going to be shocked. Dang, I haven't been late to a meeting in 2 years.
Yeah. How did I do this?
And it was funny. I mean, he'd be in the middle of a presentation and he couldn't explain why his numbers were higher or lower than he expected.
Oh, yeah.
According to this graph, I've lost a lot of sales. I don't remember that. Yeah.
But it must be true. Yeah. I did this work, I think.
It's been a bad quarter.
Poor guy.
I know.
You make him feel like he's going crazy.
Yeah.
No, you're totally right. Even his boss noticed it too. So because of all of the quote-unquote errors he was making, they didn't allow him to work from home anymore.
Oh, that's so messed up, actually. That's like the holy grail of work situations.
Dude.
No.
They forced him to come into the office every single day.
I'm not going to. I almost felt guilty.
Almost?
Listen, he put his thumb in
the cake. Yeah. We know.
You love cake. We get it.
I mean, he's not present for his children anymore because he's not at home and works 12 hours a day. But
you don't mess with my $9 sheet cake.
Yeah. He didn't pay for it.
Exactly.
It gets better.
Are you kidding?
No
what?
Way. How?
He got tested for ADHD and early onset Alzheimer's.
No.
Wait,
what? Oh, my gosh. Okay.
I think that got worse.
Why?
Jeez.
Because it really got noticeable in the later, like, 5-6 years.
You really turned it up on him, okay?
Now, here's the thing. I do have, like, records on my work computer that I didn't get a chance to delete. I never got a chance to get to them. So if my replacement decides to go through my work computer, it wouldn't take much for him to figure out what I was doing. I'd be busted, but at this point, who cares?
Yeah, because you don't work there.
I thought you were hacking your own computer to delete those.
I can't get into the network. That's the problem.
Maybe your replacement will see that and continue carrying the torch for you. Just destroying this man.
It depends on how he got welcomed and the type of person he is.
No, that's a good point. Yeah. Did they have cake or did they stick with individual cupcakes?
I don't know. I wasn't there.
Well, we get lots of free donuts here at the station. So if you want to work here and maybe like bump up all of our paychecks every single month a little
bit. Nice.
He has the evil laugh down.
Right, well, thanks for your confession there. I'm officially terrified of you. And text in to 78592 if you have a confession that you've been holding on to. We can hide your identity, mask your voice, and make you our next mass speaker. Your phone tap's coming up next.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.